roast coffee now, sure.
Yeah.
You had to do that yourself, though.
Yeah, that's cool.
But when you did that, when you actually made a pot of coffee, what would you say you were going to do? Say, I'm going to go.
I don't know.
And now something you drink out of. I just wondered if you use something other. You might just say make coffee. I'm just going to make a pot of coffee. You might say that, but you might say something else like boil coffee or steep coffee or draw coffee. I just wondered.
Well, we just made a pot of coffee.
Sure. Well, that's fine. And if you were thirsty, you might go to the sink and get yourself a
glass of water, or a teacup full, or a gourd full.
All right, yeah.
We had gourds then. Uh-huh. We drank out of the same as we do now, out of glasses and teacups.
Was that kind of like a dipper then?
Yeah.
Had
a long handle and a dipper, and we hollowed that out and dressed it, and his just as slick as a teacup.
How long would a gourd like that last?
Oh, right on and on.
It wouldn't ever.
It broke.
I mean, it wouldn't. It didn't wear out, though.
No. I had a salt gourd. It held about a half gallon. We call them salt gourd.
Uh-huh.
You know, and it had a crooked handle on it, and was a hole to it, and I tied a string on it and hung it on a nail, and it. I reckon my string got rotten. I don't know what.
Uh-huh.
It fell and busted it.
Right.
Uh-huh. That was the last salt gourd I ever had.
Now, why was it called a salt gourd?
Well, because it kept salt in it, I reckon.
Oh, you mean you
cut a hole in it.
You cut a hole in, you know,
and
inside, and you could slip your hand in or spoon.
It was like a container.
Oh, yeah.
It was. I see. It was like a container. I understand.
Well,
I didn't. I thought maybe it was
that. That was what it was.
Uh-huh.
It was just a hole of salt.
Kept the salt good and dry then.
Dry, or it wouldn't get spilt, or nothing couldn't get in. You know, they cut that hole down. The gourd was a great big thing, you know, the hole a half gallon, maybe a gallon. And you cut that hole down here about so far, and then that's all sheltered over here, and just a little hole you could get a spoon in, and nothing down. And generally kept a cloth over that, you know, to keep anything out of it at all.
Now, was that hole, that was the same place where you had gotten the seeds out?
Yeah.
Then you just had that. Did you cover the hole in any way?
Yeah, we covered it with a cloth, you know.
Just kept the cloth over the hole.
Yeah.
That's all you had to do, I see. And if, did you ever call call it anything other than a glass? I mean, something made of glass. Would you ever call that anything other than a glass?
No, I don't reckon.
Like a tumbler?
Tumbler, oh yes, there's tumblers.
Is that different from a glass?
Yeah, well, they was had a stem, you know, and the glass, the stem stood down here, and a little round ring like my finger there, on this round, and then the glass went on up here.
Mm-hmm.
I've got I don't know how many of them.
Mm-hmm. But they have a stem. That would have a stem on it.
Yeah.
Well, we're talking before about cornbread. Did you used to make a kind of cereal with cornmeal?
Yeah, mush.
Yeah. How'd you make that?
We put on a kettle and boil water, and then stir that meal in. So it got thick, and then we fry that, and it was good as it could be. And it got cold, you slice it out and fry it, and it was good.
What do you put on it after you fry it?
Well, you put butter or anything you want to.
You ever put syrup on it?
Yeah,
on the fried?
You put syrup on it.
It's kind of like pancakes, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like cornmeal pancakes. What different kinds of things might you grow in a garden?
Well, we growed everything.
Would you just go ahead and name some of the things that you think of?
Well, we raised beets and onions and turnips and cabbage and sweet potatoes and